Some pet owners think of their pets as their children, and they may even take them out and about wherever they go. But summertime in South Florida can yield temperatures in the upper 80s and 90s. You should think twice before taking your dog along with you to run errands. A quick stop at the store could turn into your worst nightmare.
It is like putting your dog in an oven and turning the oven on.
Rita Hart is the marketing and outreach coordinator for the Humane Society of St. Lucie County.
The outside temperature is 70, and we're well above that now, and we will be for quite a few months. Within 10 minutes, the temperature inside the car can rise to 89 degrees. 10 minutes. From 70 degrees outside, 89 degrees inside in 10 minutes with no air, even with the windows open.
While some pet owners believe that leaving the car windows cracked and a container of water in the vehicle is sufficient for keeping a dog safe in hot temperatures, Dr. Rose Eager, a veterinarian at Kindness Animal Hospital in Port St. Lucie, disagrees.
They just know they're hot and the instinct is to pant. They're not going to drink water. Even if it's ice water, they're not going to drink it. They're going to pant.
Eager says that dogs must pant to cool themselves because they don't sweat like humans do, and a dog's natural body temperature is about 101 degrees. If a dog is in a warm or hot environment, such as a parked car, it is very difficult for the dog to cool down. She says that the dog needs cool air when panting. Otherwise, the panting just increases the temperature of the car, and the dog can develop heat stroke.
The way heat stroke happens is that the body temperature, the core body temperature inside the dog's body just gets too hot and organ systems start shutting down. Once the temperature gets up to about 107 degrees, the brain can't function anymore and the brain actually starts to die.
Brian Lloyd is the administrative supervisor for the City of Port St. Lucie Animal Control. He says that if an owner leaves a dog in a car resulting in that dog's death, that person can be charged with a misdemeanor or felony, and a judge could rule that they no longer have the right to own pets in the future. However, he says that animal control officers try to assess whether an animal is put into a dangerous situation intentionally.
We find a lot of people love their dogs and just want to take their dog for a ride with them. They don't want to leave it home. So typically, believe it or not, we come across people who love their pets who just don't see anything wrong with what they're doing. They just need some education.
If you happen to see a dog that is left in a car who is panting heavily, that dog may be in distress. Lloyd has some advice on how you can be proactive.
I would not only recommend the individual call 911 and request animal control to come out, but also if it is a department store, typically they have an intercom system. By going to their manager and giving the description of the vehicle and that there's a dog inside and that animal control has been contacted, Maybe the vehicle's gone before we get there, and that's great for us if that happens.
Although some pet owners do leave their dogs at home, they may leave them tied up in their backyard, which Hart says can be just as hazardous in the summer heat. She also says that dog owners need to take extra precautions when walking their dogs in the summer.
You have to worry about their paws. A dog's paws can be burned. The pad of their paws can be burned on concrete or some material that is hot. It would be like you walking barefoot, you know, on the macadam or a sidewalk at noon when the temperature reaches 95 degrees.
So before you leave the house with your dog, be mindful of how the South Florida heat can be a threat to your best friend. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.